Kelly, nickel extraordinaire. We got his headset on right there. Bam, we're doing it. We're doing it live. You good? Can you hear us okay?
Yeah, yes, sir, I can.
Good deal. Awesome. Very cool. We appreciate you joining us. How was your Daniel High School experience? Daniel alum, I got to know.
It was great. Like, a lot of memories. A lot of great and negative memories, but it all, like, it all panned out exactly well. So, I'm very happy about that, especially with the guys that I came in with. So,
did you have Miss Quackenbush for math?
Yeah, I did. I did.
You
I
did? Okay. Yeah, did. That's my mom. So, yeah. I gotta say, everybody loves her. So,
yeah,
I'm sure you
sure,
love her. There
sure.
we go. There we go. Let's talk about. I mean, you start like, play one. Like, you're out there against LSU, man. What was it like to be in the big, like, right from the jump, to be in the big moments there to start the season?
It was really big for me, but I didn't let the, you know, the crowd or none of that extra stuff really bother me a little bit. Because, you know, like, I mean, like, going against these guys in practice for a very long time, and I think them guys are some of the best guys in the country. Like, I don't think you get any better than Antonio Williams, Cade Klubnik, Peter Woods, T.J. Parker, a bunch of guys like that. So, it was really just the same. Like, it was like practice, but with 80,000 people watching, honestly.
You know, it's interesting. Ashton Hampton, we just had him in here, and he sort of was saying that too, that that you guys felt so prepared because of what you went up against in practice. What was August camp like from your perspective, sort of preparing you for the season, the challenges ahead?
Since I'm a third-year player, it was like we already know what was going on. Like, I already know the real. So, and then, like, me being at DB, it kind of switched a little bit, like, because I had to stay a couple nights a little long, wake up a little earlier, yeah, watch some film. But other than that, it was really just like you going against some guys who projected first round right now. So it was like you going against the best of the best. So them guys prepared me, and I also they always stay for extra work. So whenever I need like some releases, TB go get me right, Tony go get me right, anybody I ask really over there at the receivers. And then just like how much film you gotta watch, like as a DB, and then like how much really. The little things matter. You could be 6 yards off of a guy you would really want to play 5 yards off of, and then that could be the little difference. Because, you know, I got to play slots and tight ends a little different.
So let me ask you this. You're talking about all the receivers giving you work. Like, you worked with those guys. So you're coming in, and you weren't sure. You're going to play offense, defense, receiver, DB. What were those conversations like with your head coach and the position coaches while you're just kind of trying to find your spot?
Swinney, honestly, he was really just like, I was a guy that, well, honestly, because from the jump, I was an athlete. So, when I first got here, I had played receiver, so I didn't get I got a little bit of DB reps, but not for real, not to the point where they could really give me a real, true evaluation of me on the defensive side. But after my, that Texas game, because it was already talked about a little bit during the season, I think after the ACC championship, and he was just like, he one of the guys that I feel like we should give a fair shot to. Not sure give a fair shot. But they could give me a fair shot by allowing me to see what I can do on defense. Like, they give everybody a fair shot as well, too. So, it was just like, we can see what you're going to do on defense. And I just had a great spring.
What does that do for your confidence? When somebody has that conversation with you, and, you know, you had some injuries and, like, had a kind of a hard time getting started. Somebody has that conversation and says, hey, we think this is a spot for you. We want to invest in you like this. What does that do for you?
It was a confidence booster because he was like, I know you can do it. Like, he was instilling confidence. He's been instilling confidence into me since I was like, I've been got here.
Like four?
Yeah.
Years old?
Yeah. So, like, he's been telling me stuff. So, like, and I always knew I was going to end up being a Tiger too. So, and then I just know, like, nickel for me, from my size, like the type of size I got, the type of player I am, I feel like that's best for me long term as well. And I feel like when I was playing receiver, and I was in, like, the depth chart. I was so deep in it. It was just like, let's go try something new. Let's see what we can do on the other side.
What's it like? I mean, you've been at games where Dabo's a fan. Like, you've seen Dabo be a dad. Mm-hmm. You know, what is it like to, you know, when you're growing up and you just see the guy that's the head coach of the program down the road and you're seeing him in all these other roles?
He's literally the same person. It's crazy. Like, you would think, like, he got a coaching switch or something like that. No, he's the same. Like, it's honestly crazy. And I think that is also what played into me coming here. Like, I didn't see, like, Dabo when nobody else seen him. Like, I didn't see him be a dad. I didn't see him be a coach. I didn't see him preach the Christ, like, you know. So I didn't see him in a lot of different situations, and he's literally been the same person. He's never changed. He's always been the same Dabo Sweeney.
That's awesome. Visiting with Tink Kelly here. Where did Tink come from? How'd you get that?
I have no idea.
Really?
Yeah, like, honestly, I've been called Tink as long as I can remember, and I honestly just never asked. It was just my mom. I mean, I have a lot of nicknames that my teammates call me, so.
All right, I'm not asking if there's any not suitable for air. You don't have to say, but, like, what are some of your other nicknames? Like, I thought Tink was a good one now. I don't know if you need more.
Coach Reed, well, because, you know, my name is Myson. Uh-huh. So Coach Reed, he'd be like, my son. Like, he'd be saying a bunch of crazy stuff. And then, like, all my teammates really call me anything that rhyme with Tink. Like, a bunch of nicknames, so.
That's awesome. By the way, speaking of ghosts, okay, we weren't speaking of ghosts, but People's Champ.
Ghosts.
People's Champ. And on the Adams Curvy text line,
oh,
tell my cousin Tink I said, what's up? People's Champ. I hadn't heard from People's Champ in years, Ben. Years. He shows up for this. So he's out there listening. Let's talk a little bit about Georgia Tech and your role. As a nickel, I mean, we know, like, Jamal's in there a bunch last week. Is there bigger personnel? Georgia Tech, maybe a little bigger personnel. What does your week look like in preparation for your opportunities coming up this week?
It's honestly the same as it was for the LSU game, preparing me. What if, like, because, you know, as Clemson, we prepare for the worst. Like, anything can happen. So we can prepare, like, I'm going to get the same amount of reps. I'm going to treat every day like it's a game. We just go keep doing all the little things right. Make sure we coming in for film extra. And honestly, this week we should come in for film a little bit more because, like, since I'm nickel, I'm more of like a cover type guy. But so I'd be in the run fits, but not as much as the real true linebackers. But this week, since we're running like a team that, like, that's gonna run the ball a little bit more, I need to get right with that run fits. Like, knowing my gap, gotta move over, stuff like that.
It is interesting because, like, they'll run it in passing downs.
Yeah.
You know, they'll try to do that to sort of get back to catch up with the chains. So it's possible you are going to be in those situations where they might go three wide or they might have a slot receiver in there. So how do you work on that? Like, what does that look like in your week of practice to sort of just hone in on those things a little bit more?
Well, the reps and practice, like, and then honestly just watching film, knowing when they got two pullers, knowing, like, what gap I have to be into. Like, and then in practice, like, maybe working on my block shedding and stuff against, like, bigger guys, that's going to help me, so.
What's Coach Allen like? How's it, you know, sort of operating in his scheme and being around him every day?
He a dude that if you ain't ready, he gonna get you ready. Like, you gonna make sure you ready. You gonna make sure you don't want to get yelled at, because he Coach Allen gonna bring. He might bring it in the unit meeting, you know. And then, like, during a walkthrough, you hear walkthrough, you're like, oh, we just walking through. Nah, like, it's like, you better come on your P's and Q's, honestly, so.
Let's talk about off the field. What's your favorite hobby away from football?
I had to play video games a lot. I like to watch movies a lot. And then I take walks a lot. Like,
okay.
I like to be outside a lot, too.
Okay, that's good. Ashton said napping, so you're a little more active.
Yeah, I feel like when I nap, like, me personally, I feel like when I nap and then I wake up, it's like I'm sluggish, something like that. Like, I just, it's like, ah, got to get up again. Like, I'm not really a big nap person.
I can't do it. I appreciate, I'm more an inside person, but I'm, like, my wife's making me go outside, so I appreciate that you like being outside. It's easier. You played what game? You play NCAA football or you?
Yeah, I play NCAA a good bit. 2K just came out, so I've been on 2K a lot.
Okay, too. Who do you play with in 2K?
I play with like a lot of teams for real, but I'm a big LeBron fan.
Okay. So you're rocking with the Lakers right now.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. So it's Ben Milstead. It's cool. Or was when he was with Miami. Last one. NCAA football. Are you playing with Clemson? Or, like, is there another team? Like, it's just us. You can admit it.
I ain't gonna lie. I play with Clemson, but I do play with, like, a lot of other teams. Like, I feel like most people I play in NCAA, when I load in online, they have, like, one team that they really like. I play with, like, every team.
I like it, man.
It's kind of funny when I play every team, too. So, because one of my friends, playing South Carolina. So I'd be sometimes with a switch.
Oh, that's good. If we had more time, I'd follow up with that. We're out of time. Thank you. This was fun. Good luck this weekend.
Yes, sir. Appreciate y'all.
Absolutely.